The arrests of two black men at a Center City Starbucks last week have sparked a backlash against the company and the Philadelphia Police Department. The men were arrested after sitting down without ordering anything and asking to use the bathroom, and a video of the incident has gone viral. On Sunday, more than three dozen protesters descended on the store, where they confronted a company executive. WHYY's Shai Ben Yaakov was there.
For a tense few minutes, organizers calling for the firing of the store manager spoke directly to the regional vice president, Camille Himes, as store employees and customers looked on in alarm. Himes wouldn't say whether the company would fire the manager, but touted its commitment to diversity.
We're always working to create the very best environment in our stores and in our communities. Tireless efforts to bridge the opportunity divide for young men and women of color.
That wasn't enough for protesters like Lance Williams from South Philadelphia.
She stood there with a smirk on her face like it was a game, you know. And not to mention that she's a black female, too. She's just a fair-skinned black woman.
Another protester, Anthony Mulder, says he doesn't blame the company. He blames the manager for the decision to call the police after the men refused to leave when they were told they couldn't use the bathroom without buying anything.
We've all been in Starbucks. We all know how flexible that policy is. We've all come in here and used the bathroom. We've all come in here and sat down, charged our phone, used the computer, sent messages or whatever before we ever ordered a cup of coffee, if we did, if we had time to. So you can't come to a situation like this where people's lives are changed and then recite, this is our policy.
The two men were eventually released after the Philly DA's office declined to press charges, but Mulder says an arrest like this can sometimes cause people to lose their jobs. Shai Ben Yaakov in Philadelphia.